Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it.
And that's the thing. I always say, if you talk about the Holy Ghost, if you see somebody outside on the street catching the Holy Ghost or speaking in tongues, you're gonna think they own something. You're gonna think they own something. So I'm like, but if it happens inside of a church, it's not. Is they got the Holy Spirit. So, you know, so that's why, like I say, even when it comes to my own understanding of Kane these last past couple years, is like I haven't really talked to anybody, you know, from my old friends or even like my family members. I haven't talked to them a lot about this because you have to have a very open mind to even be open to the idea of these things taking place.
So what you don't want to, what you feel like you like a chicken walking in a wolf in the den of wolves, you get eaten up if you.
No, I think many of us that had this spiritual journey, that spiritual awakening, you know, the black sheep.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Saying? Yeah,
so I know what you mean, but hey, man, you know, mental. I always talk to mental, and I always say, man, I'm petty. Because I walk around in astrology shirts every time I'm leave the house, I have an astrology shirt on. So I'm throwing it all in their face.
Yeah.
All right. So, you know, when I first, like I said, I did a numerology report, and, you know, that was a long time ago. I'm talking about years ago.
Yeah.
And all, you know, most people think when it comes to numerology, it's about adding up just your birthday and you come out with one number, that's your life path, and that's it. But I was watching you, and you were saying all different types of stuff. You can add your birthday up all different type of way. Can you tell the people how you, different ways to add up the birthday, please?
Okay, absolutely. Can I show you instead?
Yes.
So one thing about it, it's different ways, and it's probably based on the system that you use, but it's different ways to add up on a life path. So for my birthday, I use my birthday as an example. I use my birthday as an example. 3/24/1987. So, and just to make it easier, right, the 1987 adds to the number 25. And then a single digit of the 1987 is going to be the 7, right? 2 + 5 = 7. And then 24, the single digit of that is going to be 6. So the first way you can do it, one way you can do it is take all the single digits. So 3 + 6 + 7 = 16, which the 16 is a karmic debt number. Now, another way you can add up the life path is adding up each.
Wait. You just be dropping these things down there. You said a karmic what?
Karmic debt.
16?
Yeah, 16. There are 4 karmic debt numbers. Those are going to be the numbers 13, the numbers 14, the number 16, and the number 19. Those are karmic debt numbers.
Wait, 13, 14, 16, and 19?
Yes.
Why those numbers?
I don't know why those numbers, but those are the ones they have listed as the karmic debt numbers.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Go ahead.
All right. And so the next way to add them up is going to be by each individual digit. So that's going to be 3 + 2 + 4 + 1 + 9 + 8 + 7, which for me, this adds up to the number 34. And then again, 3 + 4 = 7. And then the next way is going to be the double digit numbers. So 3 + 24 + 25 = 52. And then the last way to do it is, you know, the vertical way, which is going to be 3 plus 24 plus 1987, which adds to 2014. And then, of course, 2 plus 0 plus 1 plus 4 equals 7. Now, the reason I like to do it like this is because all these, for me, give different insights. I look at this as the lowest vibration. I look at this as like the middle vibration. And then I consider this one as like the highest vibration, right?
Wait, just by adding it differently, coming up with the same number.
My perspective. That's my perspective.
Yeah. I got you. But what I'm just, you know, for the people who listen and all that.
Yeah.
The different ways you added it up. Like, I see you got 16, 34, and 52.
Yeah.
And that's because you added it up different.
Yeah.
And you added it up differently gives you a higher middle, a low middle, and high vibration.
Yes. And then the thing about it is, if you ask someone, if you do this with someone, right, I know this is important for me, right? Even with these numbers, the number 16, the number 34, right? And once I get 52, these will probably be very important ages for people. Even with the number 2014, that may be considered a very important year for someone as well.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so that's why when I do a reading for someone, I use always. But most people, they'll tell most sites, they'll have you do it one way. The easiest way is probably just to do it this way, because there's no other math included but just adding up each individual digit.
That's the way all the single digits, that's the normal way. Like if anybody go on a website and do that, that's the number they get, right? The single digit.
Yeah, that's the way I tell them to do it. I say, if you want to figure out your life path number, just add up each individual digit.
What made you start adding it up differently?
Well, one, just different books. I read a few different books that had me add it up different ways.
I'm like,
okay, well, why are all these different books telling me to do something differently? I'm like, why just not do all of them? I'm like, if I'm doing a reading for someone, then I want to have as much knowledge and as much insights as I can possibly have.
Well, I did kind of fib a little bit, like I didn't know anything.
Yeah.
I know that 34 number. That number is called the decisive age year.
Yeah.
Are you 34?
I'm 37.
Oh, so there is a decision that you made at 34 that got you on this trajectory.
It is. And I know what that decision was. Also, what was that? At age 34. So that would be 2021 for me. 2021 is when I had my daughter. 2021 is when I had my daughter. And so that was definitely, she was definitely, when she came in this world, she definitely changed her life. She definitely made me look at life very differently. And I had to make the decisions. Hey, dude, it's time to tighten up.
Yeah. In my readings and stuff, I had came across that decisive age year would be that 34 number. If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.